It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. I hope that your upcoming Thanksgiving will be a chance to spend time with the people you love. I know it can also be a time when you're aware of who is not with you. That's the case in my family. This will be the third year now that we will gather without my older brother, who took his life 3 years ago. Now, I found that it helps to talk about suicide, and my next guest has found that too. After her 22-year-old son died 2 years ago, Marnie Lombard dedicated her life to preventing suicide. She's an organizer with Zero Suicide Inland Northwest, based in Spokane. I asked her to tell me about her son, Sam.
Oh, he was a great kid. He had a great sense of humor. He dyed his hair pink at the end of every school year to celebrate. He was passionate about snowmobiling in the high country. That was what he lived for. He was an architecture student at Montana State, and he met the world on his own terms.
What happened to Sam?
Sam grew up with what I call the building blocks of depression. There's bipolar in my father's family, several men. It was as though Sam had no skin over his emotions. The little bumps of childhood would hurt him inordinately. He cried easily. He felt left out. He was prickly when kids offered friendship. Those are some of the little known, I call them again, building blocks of child depression. Sense of isolation, eventually a deep sense of hopelessness and worthlessness. That is the progression of depression. And the hopelessness is so painful that suicide becomes a great idea of how to end the pain.
You told us before we talked here with the microphones, that you felt you also made mistakes as a parent. What did you mean by that?
Even though I came to know in middle school when Sam first became suicidal, we got him on antidepressants and counseling at that point, and he made a recovery. But I didn't find strong enough mental health help to really keep an eye on him. Instead, I was told, well, he's probably going to grow out of it. But the fact of the matter is, the younger a child comes to depression to the point that they're thinking about suicide, the stronger the chance that the outcome will be poor in young adulthood. And I didn't do enough homework to understand that.
This is a pretty tough thing to say I didn't do enough. You know that I lost my brother about 3 years ago, and that's that one I didn't do enough. That one doesn't leave you easily.
All of us who lose someone struggle with that.
What have you learned in all you've dedicated yourself now to preventing people, stopping people from killing themselves? What have you learned that we can do?
We're remaking our culture around this. This issue is coming out of the shadows. And what I encourage people to think about is, why can't we develop preventive mental health approach? And this means teaching your children about mental illness at a certain time. Encouraging your school to work with the children around these issues.
I've already been talking to my brother, my late brother's niece, my daughter. She's 8 now. We talk about having thoughts that you don't have to believe or attach to. Thought, you know, stories you tell yourself. You talked about worthlessness and things like that. I don't know if she's too young or not, but, you know, but we're talking about it.
I think that's great. I think it's wonderful as long as, you know, you touch on it and then life goes on, and you touch on it some other time, life goes on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How do you want people listening to this to think differently, to live differently?
Reach out, connect, encourage your children to connect. That is how we thrive. We are social creatures. If you see loneliness, reach out to it. Wrap your arms around the lonely. Maybe figuratively, maybe actually.
How has this new mission changed you, Marnie?
I lost everything when I lost my only child. But that can give you the freedom to remake yourself. I lost my fear as well. I have nothing left to fear. And with great resources around me, I found the best way to devote my life is to work in this field. I don't want any other mother to mourn their child lost to suicide.
Marnie Lombard, thank you for coming in, telling us about Sam, and telling us about your mission, what you've learned.
Thank you.
Marnie Lombard is an organizer with Zero Suicide Inland Northwest, a nonprofit based in Spokane.